Good morning and welcome into the Augusta Business Review right here on News Talk WGAC. I'm Bill Botham. Very, very happy to have you along with us once again this morning. Fun show coming up for you today. A favorite guest, one that I get more questions about than anybody else. More people asking for his phone number than anybody else. Heath Jefferson from Artistic Kitchens and Designs. Welcome back, Heath.
Hey, Bill.
How have things been lately?
Busy.
Well, you came out of the holidays at full speed ahead in January.
Absolutely. One of the busiest Januaries I've ever had.
Well, you said the same about December, so I guess all of that's a good thing. Let's take a moment then and go to the calendar. I got some things I want to talk to you about, but if you're this busy now and we are in February, knowing that we are now 2 months from the Masters, I mean, as this show airs, it's right at 2 months almost to the day. How's the calendar look? Can we still get kitchens done? Can we get work done before the Masters?
We can. We just need to get out and get together and get some designs working and make some decisions, but we can. But we are coming down to crunch time.
So if they want work done, it's kind of a don't hesitate, don't think about it for another 2 weeks before you make that call.
Right. There is a certain cutoff that we don't want to have somebody's kitchen torn up with guests coming in for the Masters. So we talk to each customer specifically, but yes. Need to make a call.
Well, there's also some turnaround time sometime, I imagine, depending on the cabinet selected, the countertop selected, those kinds of things. It's not necessarily always in stock and ready that afternoon, so a little turnaround time has to be allowed for, correct?
Yes.
And design time and just getting it on the books. All right. Artistic Kitchens and Designs, you want to, before we dive into the real Q&A of today, you want to give them the 30-second elevator speeches you would give at a Chamber of Commerce meeting, who you are and what you do?
Heath Jefferson. I own Artistic Kitchens and Design. We are a full kitchen remodeling company. We come to your home free of charge, take a look at your existing kitchen, find out what you like about it, what you don't like about it. We come back to the office, lay out a 3D design on a CAD program I have. You come in my showroom, take a look at that design. We tweak it around to what you would like to change and what you'd like to see, and then I price that design up to be duplicated in your home.
And they do great work. You can see before and after photos at the website, which is artistickitchensdesign.com. That's plural kitchens, artistickitchensdesign.com. See some of the great before and after. They are also very active on Facebook, so you can find them there. And the showroom is on Washington Road, just down from Furious Ferry Road. You told me that when folks come by the showroom, appointment only, that they come in there and they're a little bit overwhelmed.
Yes, sir. A lot of decisions for people to make. They come in, they're just overwhelmed. You know, people don't like change and they know their kitchen fitting the chain. So they're very overwhelmed when we start, but I assure them that this is a normal thing with people coming to work with me. And I talk to them about a decision-making tree where you go in and if you find a granite color that works for you, then that's going to lead to your other choices.
Is there a best place to start to say, hey, Heath, we're painting the kitchen color X, or should we start with looking at cabinets? Is granite the place to start and then build around that?
And there's no right or wrong answer to that, but most people start with a cabinet color. That seems to lead to the rest of the decision-making stuff.
Walk us through that a little bit.
You come in, you pick a cabinet. Let's just say, for instance, you like a white shaker. Then we take a white shaker door that I have in my showroom. We walk to where I have my granite, and we actually put that door next to the granites, and you find out which one you like, which works, which doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And then that granite is kind of going to be like the glue that bonds the kitchen together. Because it has different colors in it, you kind of use that for your accent colors. Make sure your appliances look good with that, your floor color. So that's kind of how it works. Normally, the last thing people do is paint. So, you know, I have had some people come in from time to time who have painted first, but, you know, whatever piece of that decision-making thing you have in place, then the rest of it seems to follow that. And the great thing about that is, as we narrow stuff down, you know, white shaker door, then not only do you have access to the granite room where you can look at the different granites, but you also have a lot of pictures of kitchens that I've done. And then we can take an opportunity to go see one. If you're leaning towards a certain color combination and I have one of those out in town, I certainly can call a homeowner and we can go by and take a look at it.
Oh, see a kitchen already done.
Absolutely.
Okay. And if you have already been to this homeowner's house, if they call you in first for the measurements and such, then you can take the components they picked, put that into the 3D CAD program. There's somebody calling for it right now. We love the sound of ringing phones. You can actually put all that into the 3D CAD program and show them their kitchen online with these cabinets and granite countertops.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. Taking people to an existing kitchen is the greatest thing that ever happened in my business, because then I'm not telling you the people we did it for are. So that works really good for me.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, will you walk us through the process from that point, once those decisions have been made, until everything's done in the kitchen?
Yes.
All right, back right after this. Welcome back into the Augusta Business Review. Bill Botham here on News Talk WGAC, visiting with our friend Heath Jefferson from Artistic Kitchens and Design, on the web at artistickitchensdesign.com. artisticcabinet.com. Also very active on Facebook. If you want to email Heath, you can do that. info@artistickitchensdesign.com. And the local telephone number, 733-5396. Showroom on Washington Road, by appointment only. So get that phone number off the website. Give them a call, and you can stop by the showroom sometime if you want to see what's there. Now, Heath, we've decided on everything that's going to go in the kitchen. You've given me a cost. I've said I think that's fair. We've signed a contract.
You tell me that it's a go, and we actually come out, my lead installer and myself, to your house with the last design that we have talked about in the office. Mm-hmm. And we take that design, and we go over every point of that design in your house, finish heights, where the microwave's going to finish, making sure that we dot our I's and cross our T's, because, you know, the devil's in the detail in my business. So sure. You get to meet my installer. We get to talk about, you know, what door to come in, everything they need to know. So they hear everything from you. So I'm not telling them, they hear it. We take notes. We actually have a final measure sheet that we go over 35, 40 points with you, make sure we're not missing anything, check everything that we know to check, and then we sign a contract.
Oh, okay. And then the timetable is?
Once we sit down and sign the contract, we talk to you about when you'd like to start. Most of the time, we like to start kitchens on a Monday. That gives you the weekend to get your kitchen cleaned out and ready for us to be there. But normally, we start a kitchen on a Monday. We try to have the granite templated that Friday, so we're getting that sink back as quickly as we can. And that's normally the plan. Start on a Monday, template the granite on Friday, and get the ball rolling. So once we tear the sink out, you're ready to get it back.
Total days?
14 business days. And I want to be clear on this, too. 14 business days is my part of it. My 14 business days is to complete the cabinets and the countertops. So if you have to have a lot of electrical work, or you have to have flooring laid or stuff like that, that might run beyond the 14 days. Certainly, we'll try to coordinate it. But according to how big your project is, some people have been kind of confused on that. But my number one goal is to get your kitchen working and back in order and be completed with it in 14 business days. Business days, and we do that all the time.
It sounds like perhaps while I'm on summer vacation or spring break or something like that, you guys work in those times?
Absolutely. We'd love to work for people who plan vacations around it. So much easier for us and easier on the person, less stress. Some people deal with it better than others.
But, well, and the kitchen's a central hub. So.
Sure. I mean, that's where every, and when you lose that sink, you're going to make two or three trips a day to it, and it's not going to be there. So
right.
It happens. But when you're out of town, we take keys. We're licensed, bonded, and insured. We lock up. We turn alarms on. We do what you need done while you're gone, and you come back to a finished kitchen, which is less stress and more voila.
One more time, let's talk about the schedule between now and Masters Week, early April, 2 months away. Where do we stand?
We got to get calls in if you need stuff done by Masters. It's just, we want to do it as quickly as we can so we have you taken care of. The more closer we get, the more people call. It's just the nature of the beast, but we want you to call now so we can do some planning. Granite countertops, we turn them around fast, but we have to turn a lot of them around fast the more we get closer to the tournament. So, you know, that's what I would suggest. Give me a call and let's get going.
And if you're planning a summer vacation, it's also a great time to call Heath now and reserve that time frame to have your home worked on.
Yeah, we actually have a schedule, you know, that we sit down and you tell us when you'd like us to start, and we put you on that schedule. And it's a first come, first serve schedule, you know, and I try not to jam anybody up in it. So, you know, the quicker you call, the more I can meet your needs.
All of the information you need to contact Heath is available at the website, artistickitchensdesign.com. Also on Facebook, you can look them up there, Artistic Kitchens Design. Make that call and get it scheduled today if you want to get it done by Masters Week. I recommend also go ahead and book that week during the summer when you're going to be on vacation so that it's less time that you're out of the working kitchen, so to speak. Heath, always good to see you. I am fascinated by your story and so happy that things are going this well for you. Congratulations.
Best advertising I've done, Bill. Thanks for everything, and talk to you soon.
Heath Jefferson from Artistic Kitchens and Design, artistickitchensdesign.com. And tomorrow morning, we'll get an update from our friends at Symphony Orchestra Augusta. Find out what great entertainment they have coming up soon. 8:45 a.m. Join us, please.